In the Juba suburb of Gurei, a group of women are supporting each other during tough times with their savings initiative. Meling Mary Moga operates a shop in Gudele Market. She says her savings group has helped her boost her business.
This is Sondu Sondu. It's really very nice to have us. Like me personally, when we started by then, I have nothing completely. But when we opened the first year, and then I begin to do my business. I open a small boutique where I do sell children clothes. Some of my members, all of them, they're in a market. I was very happy because the situation where we're in, it is a very hard situation.
Emma George says with help from the savings initiative, she's able to manage a kiosk at her home and can pay her children's school fees.
I have a small business in my house in the door there. I sell the Maggi sweets, that thing. Then if I find something little, then I rush here and then I save it. Because if I save it at home, the problem comes. The children here, we need, then I waste that money, then I cannot continue with my business. Then the business collapse. That is why we come here and then we make groups and then we save, like you are saving in the bank. That is how we help, and it is really helping.
Doris Elizai has a family of six. She says women's savings group changed her life. She hawks water along the streets and in Gudele Market to earn money for her family.
Sometimes I give 2,000 or 3,000 SSP, depending on how much I was able to earn of the week. I'll come and give here. If I want a loan, I come and I tell them that I need a loan depending on the amount that I need. I'll take the money, then I return with interest. If you take 5,000, you return 6,000 SSP. 10,000, you return 12,000 SSP. The interest is just very small. For sure, our group is helping. If you are in the group and want money, they will surely give you to work and return.
Salma Isaac quarries stones for a living in Gurei, and her savings group helped her get a loan so she could open a dobi or laundry to supplement her income.
If the stones are bought, then on Saturday, I will deposit my savings. If the money is not enough, I do wash clothes for extra pay. We are tired. There is nothing, no food, no water, and the water is now 3,500 SSP. If the stones are not crushed, the children won't study, and the only way is for the children to study. That's why I opened Adobe.
Meling wants the government and aid groups to help women go beyond the savings they build at the local level and support and strengthen women's ability to create businesses.
We need to support our families, we need to support our children, and we can support our government. So my message has to go direct to the government and even those NGOs. Let them hear our voice. They have to come and help us so that they will see how women will progress.
The local savings initiative began last year with four groups, each with 30 women. Every Saturday, the women meet under a tree named Yene, which means hope. The pooled money is kept in a big metal box, sealed with three big padlocks. Three different members keep the keys for safety. Members of the group save at least 2,000 South Sudanese pounds every Saturday. Members then can take out short-term loans at a manageable interest rate. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.